Is that Mr. Alex? Hi, Tony. My name's James Cruttendon. I had a bit of work done off Alex a long time ago, but now I'm living down at Camperdown. I've got a 2002 STI, bug eye, obviously, with a fair bit of work done to it. But it's been running on E85, which I'm assuming there's no answers to the E85, or are we able to get it somewhere? I haven't been able to find anywhere. Yeah, E85, yeah. Okay, because I used to always get it from United, and they've stopped everywhere. They've stopped in Melbourne, I know, because I've got onto them. They're not supplying it anymore. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So I'll find that out. So what? Part of the reason is I wanted to get a tune in the net. Well, after Christmas is fine, but I want to get a tune done. And depending on what I find out about the fuel, because I'm living down here now, what the alternatives will be in terms of 98. And what, you know, what the difference is going to be in the tune relevant to what it is now. Okay. A bit over 400 horsepower. I think it was about the 315. Roughly, yep, roughly. It may not be that now because I know there's been a couple of things which I need you to check when I bring it in. But anyway. Oh, okay, so a huge difference. Yep, okay. Because there still should be a fair amount of volume requirement for the E85. But that's what amazed me when they told me it's not available. Yeah. No, it wasn't here. I checked in Melbourne. That's what I'm saying to you. I did check at United in Melbourne. Yeah. No, I believe it, but I'm just saying, mate, this is what I used to get mostly the one, I didn't ring the one in Camp Road, but I used to go to the one in Bell Street, and they definitely didn't have it anymore. Okay, that's fine. So really, at the moment, I can live with it. How long would the fuel, because I did buy a reasonable amount of fuel, and I do put an additive in it for the E85, how long should the fuel last? Does it go stale pretty quick or not too bad? No, it's sealed in a proper, 20-litre sealed can. I'm going to say probably at the moment, but I've only been here a short while. Is on the floor make a difference, does it? Why is that? Yeah, they are metal, yeah. Would I be better off getting plastic ones? Okay, I can lift. Oh, I can put them up in shelving. That's easy. I don't mind. Yeah, okay, I'll do that. Okay, mate. Yep. Yep. Oh, can you? Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. Well, that was what the additive I've got, but I haven't put it in all of those cans, which I normally do. That's what that was for, to stop that moisture gain. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, so I'm nowhere near that yet. I'm sort of got about 3 months. Yeah. No, I'll get that. And the other thing was, I want to put some new plugs in it. So, but I needed to talk to you about. Are you able to check the injectors, or on the tune you see whether it's getting a bit close to its duty cycle? Yep. Okay, yeah, because I remember the last tune I had done, which is a fair while ago. He told me on the E85 it was okay, but it was starting to get up to its limit. So I suppose what I'll do is just obviously get you to do this, whatever you do, the basic start of the tune and see what it looks like. No, that was the other thing I was gonna ask you when I come. Is it easy to have it on a map where I can change it to a 98 if I need to? Yeah, no, to SDI, yeah, but it's got a fucking heap of shit under it, so it depends on what changes to that. No, it's got a what's the fucking name of it? Yeah, it's got a Lynx G4 on it. Is that okay or not? Yep. Okay. And with that, it's not really affecting a good tune on E85, or it no, it's not a problem. Yep. Yep. So, is that a sensor on the fuel line, or is it somewhere else? Okay. And one other little question. This engine's got all of the fuel lines from the, it's got an extra pump up the front with a small, what do you call it, like a little storage reserve where it. The fuel that's got the it's got a little bit better pump, I believe, in the back. It's got a new pump up at the front, and then it's got the dual rails. In with that, it ended up with a lot of flexi hoses, and I've had a lot of problems with them. I've had a couple of real bad leaks over a period of time. So what I wanted to do was look at. I mean, obviously, I'd have to get a price, but I wanted to run some stainless tube, like a you know a like an annealed stainless. Oh, okay. Yeah, cheers, mate. Sorry. Yep, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just a ballpark figure will do, because I know obviously if, you know, sometimes you come across other shit and you've got to obviously say to me, look, we need to do this, and then I can just give you the go ahead over the phone. That's not a problem. Yeah, just okay. Can you are you able to send me a text with the email or something so I can send him a sorry, text. Yeah, you just send me his email details, or is that on the web if I look it up? Oh, okay. Okay, mate. All right, buddy. And what was your name again? Was it Tony? Yeah. Who does the tune now there? Someone. Warwick. Yeah, that's the guy I was recommended, because I know I've dealt with Greg out at Top Talk for forever. Forever. He's done all my work. And he recommended Warwick. He said he was very good. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that. Much appreciated. I'll flick in the details, and you give me enough information there. Okay, mate. No worries. The tune itself, would I be able to book that in and just basically come down with the car and get it done and take it back? Or, you know, like if I had booked it in ahead, far enough ahead? Oh, there's no rush. It's not a real rush at the moment. So I'll just send the details of what I want. Okay, mate. No worries at all. All right, beautiful. No worries. Thanks very much, Tony. See you later, mate. Bye. Bye.